Order, order.
Although it's the regular midwinter adjournment, the House has been kept busy hosting the fifth triennial Youth Parliament. First held in 1994, the Youth Parliament occurs in the middle year of each three-year term. Lasting for two sitting days, it covers all the main parliamentary activities, such as question time, select committees, debate on a bill and the general debate. Rhys Lyon has been keeping an eye on proceedings this week. Rhys, how does the Youth Parliament elect its MPs?
Each MP chooses a young person from their electorate to take their seat in the chamber. So 122 youth MPs aged 16 to 18 took part, plus 10 more who were selected to join the press gallery. Youth Affairs Minister Paula Bennett opened the proceedings on Tuesday, and later that day the youth MPs took part in a series of select committees. The reports from those select committees will be presented to Parliament on the next sitting day.
That's Tuesday, July the 20th, when the House resumes for another three-week sitting period. But back to this week, what happened on Wednesday?
The youth MPs took their seats in the chamber for question time, where they directed their questions to actual government ministers. And in the chair was Speaker Lockwood Smith. One young questioner, Lisa Nyman Ambrose of Otago Girls High School, learned he was taking his role as seriously as ever during this exchange.
A supplementary question for the Minister of Labour, Honourable Kate Wilkinson, but I'll settle for the Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
Order. Order.
Is the
order. The member will resume her seat. The member will resume her seat. When members ask questions, they do not make that kind of comment. It is totally the government's responsibility who answers questions.
But at the end of question time, the Speaker commended the youth MPs on their conduct.
Can I thank members for the great courtesy with which you ask your questions? And I can't help but note both the senior and the junior whip of the Labour Party are present in the gallery observing this. I hope that they have seen how good members of Parliament should behave during question time and endeavour to have their members behave with your great courtesy.
After question time, the House moved into general debate, in which youth MPs had 3 minutes each to speak on any subject they desired. Joseph Chamberlain of Aranui High School took the opportunity to pose this question.
How come homework has become an essential part of school life?
Joseph felt that homework was a glorified task bestowed by teachers.
Just think about this for a moment. We have no teachers to help us if we make a mistake, no teachers to keep us motivated and on track. Plus consider this. How about a work-life balance? Shouldn't we be learning to work more efficiently in school so that we can do things in our outside of school to be well-rounded individuals, not slave-driven drones that can never get away from their work?
And after the general debate, the young MPs took part in a legislative debate on the Adult Rights and Responsibilities Age of Majority Bill 2010, a bill designed to lower the age of responsibility from 20 to 18. Rebecca Quanshaw of Linfield College was opposed to the bill.
What we are trying to decide today, in my understanding, is whether or not a single age would be suitable for an individual to obtain full adult privileges. I think this is absolutely preposterous. Youth need time to make the transition from minor to major, as it doesn't happen overnight.
But on the other side of that debate, and in support of the Adult Rights and Responsibilities Bill, was Cameron Price of Napier Boys High School.
Mr. Speaker, as a 17-year-old, I am very confused. When it comes to knowing what rights I have and at what ages I gain them, I simply don't know enough. I do know that I can't smoke, drink or vote. I also do know that I can have sexual intercourse. And if I need help in that area, I can also get free dental care and my driver's licence. But if I want to be a blood-donating, minimum-wage-earning, pornography-watching, gambling real estate agent / security guard / prostitute with a tattoo, I have no idea how old I have to be. Not that I do. And I believe that setting the age of majority at 18 will send a clear message that once you reach that age, you are an adult. I commend this bill to the House.
And after the debate, the bill was passed 69 votes in favour and 42 against, with two abstentions. Youth Affairs Minister Paula Bennett will table the bill in Parliament along with the Youth MPs' Select Committee reports.
Thanks, Rhys. Now, just time to look ahead to next week. The adjournment continues, but the Electoral Legislation Select Committee is on the road, starting in Wellington on Monday, going to Auckland on Tuesday and Christchurch on Thursday, hearing submissions on the electoral referendum and finance reform bills. The hearings are open to the public. Details on the web at www.parliament.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.